First new message sent today at 12 a.m. Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0.
Mike in Mountain View, you're on KGO Trey Taliaferro. Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Just fine.
Okay, I wanted to talk about how, like, okay, there was a caller about 45 minutes to an hour ago who was saying that we don't need armament and conventional arms are, like, useless and they just cost money and everything. It's like one of the strong points of America is that we make some of the best weapons and stuff in the world, and without that, our economy, as shot as it is, would probably be a lot worse with all the money from the government.
Yeah, but don't you think that we ought to get out of the business of selling arms to everybody in the world? Already we have helped Iraq get some of the arms that they have, but now those arms are coming back to kick us in the behind.
Well, if we stop production of that, what else will we be having strong points?
Sir, we ought to go back to being the best producers of mirror, the best producers of chairs, of consumer products.
I'm afraid that's not going to happen because a lot of other places, a lot of other countries can do it for cheaper and produce
more. All right, so you're saying the only thing that we're ever going to, that we will be forever noted for is passing instruments of death around the world?
Pretty much, but I want to stray off this point a little bit. It'll sound like garbage for a second or two, but I'll come to a clear point, okay? I have a friend, he's in Kuwait right now. His name is Ronald Redball, and he's got some Star Trek The Next Generation tapes.
Yeah, I guess he does. Let's go to David in Sausalito. You're on KGO. KGO. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Ray.
Yes.
On a grander scale, I want to remind everybody what Buckminster Fuller said about the CIA, and he said it stood for capitalism's invisible army.
Indeed.
And, you know, that's the picture I think that...
This is an emergency communique. It is not to be discussed with fellow officers unless deemed absolutely necessary. There will be no computer record of said transmission. Proceed with voice print identification.
Locutus.
Voice print verified.
Space. Space.
Space.
Space.
The final frontier.
These are the voyages of the
Starship Enterprise.
Its 5-year mission.
Its continuing mission.
To explore.
To seek out new life and new civilizations.
To boldly go where no one.
To boldly go where no one has gone before.
Appreciate it if you could keep me from making an ass of myself.
This is not an illusion or a dream.
Take it down. Make it so.
Make it so.
No, make it so.
Make it so.
Are you recommending that we fight a life form that can do all those things?
Make it so.
If we're going to be damned, let's be damned for what we really are.
No!
Everything's all messed up and changed around, out of place.
Captain, what's happened?
Jim, what in place is it?
I don't know. It's our enterprise. But it isn't.
You should play Make It So, Make It So, Make It So, Make It So. Do a lot of Make It So's. It's very funny, the Make It So's. I was really expecting you. In fact, I thought, maybe that's what he's going to do. He's going to, every time somebody makes a command, he'll say Make It So.
Hello.
Report, Mr. Data.
What do you know of homosexuality?
Intriguing. Accessing. It appears to be a means of pleasuring between two males, but I am curious as to why you should ask me such a question.
Mr. Data, as your commanding officer, you must obey any order, no matter how deranged or insane I choose to give.
That is correct, sir. Federation dictates it.
Mr. Data, I'm going to take down my Starfleet regulation issue trousers, and when I do, I want you to drive me home.
I must obey any order you give me.
Make it so. Engage.
You must stop. You must stop or you will hurt the captain. You have killed the captain. You have ruptured him in two. is cleft.
Hello.
Space. Deboarding Frontier.
These users have played your message.
Inco commie liberal.
End of receipt.
I send that message not more than a minute and a half. And 8067 and 8103, go ahead and they already get the message. And both can't be out of your mailbox more than a minute. You're voice mailbox junkies, all of you. And now we get this
Mike.
I'm going to be on that show. I got to be. I've got to start my acting career on the show of Star Trek The Next Generation. I've got to be an ensign or something. I've got to. Fuck it, Ensign. I'm going to be a fucking lieutenant commander or something, man, from another ship, and then I get to be on the Enterprise. And I get to keep my ponytail, too. And I'll be some kind of alien, you know. Maybe they'll fix my head up a little bit or something, but they'll leave my hair. And, you know, they want somebody with a ponytail. I'm the type of alien creature with a ponytail, you know, type of. And the types. Just a type. Oh, God. Oh. Well, thank you, Mr. Broccoli. Broccoli.
End of message. You may start your message now. Hello.
Queen to Queens, level 3.
3:30 a.m.
Mr. Worf, join me for a song.
Affirmative.
All right. Holodeck. Earliest 22nd.
Fucking holodeck. Goddamn fucking holodeck.
It's not an illusion.
Illusion.
A show of three parts.
Record a greeting for your callers.
Mr. Worf, join me for a song.
Affirmative.
Holodeck. Early 20th century keyboard with sounds.
Acknowledged, Captain.
Program complete. Let us begin. Enough of this self-indulgence. Think it over!
Recording complete.
Jean-Luc Ponty on keyboard.
Press R to resume the recording. D to discard it and record it.
Hi, this is the Box, and you've reached...
Dynamics, fuel-injected multi-valve engines, anti-lock braking systems, four-wheel independent suspensions. This is advanced automotive technology for the 90s. This is Pontiac Excitement.
3:02 a.m.
Oh, this book, The Hermit, by Lampang Lampong, or whatever the fuck his name is, was first printed in 1970, I believe. See here real quickly here, you stupid fucking fag. 1971, it was reprinted many times up until 1980, I guess when the old man bought the book. Anyways, it's interesting. To me, this particular book here was like two separate stories tied together. He's not a great writer. I have to say that. I don't know if it's just because what.
Yeah, hold on a minute. If there's a call here for me.
The fucking Indian that moved to London or what? I don't know. European spelling. Color. C-O-L-O-U.
Captain, he won't stop talking. He's taken over the entire bridge. I believe he's the Q entity in a different form.
It says to Gladys Turnbull, one of Canada's finest ladies. However, the book is printed in Great Britain. So I don't fucking know. So anyhow, yeah, I wouldn't mind tripping on another book of yours. I mean, I don't see you, we don't talk to you, we don't hear you, you don't give nobody your telephone number.
Well, they seem to like you, Sledgehammer. Mr. 115, they like you. They don't like you, Ronald Reball. I wonder why. Bones?
Heartbeat is all wrong. Blood pressure is...
Sledge, this man is a Bedini.
Sledgehammer?
Yes.
Hello.
Why?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Why? Who were they? What were they? Very interested to know this. Tell me quickly, quickly.
This is Chris. You haven't talked to me yet, but I've left a few idiotic messages just like this one on your box. So anyhow, hey, congratulations on acquiring the Star Trek effects package.
This is Batman from 3372, and that was great. What you did with those sound effects. You know, I have that sound effects disc, and that was really cool. You know, if I was a Treble, well, you know, I wouldn't like Ronald Redball either, but I'm not. And, well, I don't like him still, so. Anyway, yeah, he's a jerk. He's a moron. I don't like him. Anyway, but I thought that was great. That was totally entertaining. It kept me enthralled for those 2 minutes. It really did. Anyway, did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Anyway,
you know, you still find things that he dropped and smashed and littered, and he's some kind of, I don't know, he's some kind of fucking tornado force of something. I don't know what, man, but that fucking Ronald. And not only that, though, then like I said, then he has this total disregard for people's feelings. You leave him messages, he doesn't get back. He doesn't get back to me. I leave him messages, doesn't get back to me. Or if he does get back to me, doesn't respond to anything I said in the messages that I left him. And just generally, I don't ever get any messages from him.
Riker! Shit! What was that like?
Acknowledge! Yes!
I don't know, it's really weird. Billy's a really weird human. He really is, man. If he's that, if he's human, who knows? And really weird, man, because he does a lot. So much of him appears normal, and it's those things that appear normal to me smack of abnormality. I don't know, Billy. I don't know if Billy's a real person or not. I don't know what he is.
You do have this habit of going into houses and like wanting to look into drawers and boxes and behind cabinets and under things and on top of things and open drawers and stuff like that. So.
You come over here, I've mentioned it many times, you find something to destroy, you help yourself in the refrigerator, I don't care about that. You know, you come in, you help yourself to anything, no big deal, but, you know, it's, you should ask. And my door, you fucked up my door, still fucked up. I lent you my flash thing, remember the flash thing with the wheel, you twirl it and the flash paper would flash, you broke that, you, Not intentionally, oh yeah, but anything that, Pratt, even Dave says, anything that you lend a bill, he's going to bring it back broken. And most, and the things that I do give to you to borrow, or you break them, like the flash thing, it's fucking broken, man. I did not want that broken. I tried to, I got another one in order. Merlin went and got me another one, and it's not the same. It's not the same thing that hooks around the finger. It sucks. So you got to think about just mellowing out, man. Fucking the door, the flash thing, the slob maneuvers, the going into my kitchen, you know, helping yourself. Which I didn't care about that. Just that, you know, you should ask, but it's no big deal about that. Of course, this is how it ends up. So, Skiva Law, and I see your fuck you and raise you 25 fuck yous.
End of message.
I am positive that you are the most unattractive man I have ever met in my entire life. You know, in the short time we've been together, you have demonstrated every loathsome characteristic of the male personality and even discovered a few new ones. You are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid, you have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell. You know, you're not even interesting enough to make me sick.
End of message.
How sickening.
Press P to play the current message. U to change user options. X to exit the system. Press P to play the current message. U to change user options. X to exit the system.
Captain, something is wrong.
Monday, March 26th.
Captain, we are in a voicemail box.
I can't believe it. I go looking for my remote control for my VCR, and there's a blanket there, the blanket that you were left in, one that you like.
Mr. Crush, identify this alien.
I find it. I pick up the remote control. I go, it's fucking sticky. You are not allowed to drink Coca-Cola in my front room again. If you're going to eat, you eat before you come over. Can you hear
the
me?
The alien appears irate.
I'm trying to talk to you to the top of my lungs. If you do not and cannot do that, you will be opening your
Mega Sir number one. Volt Factor 90.
I can't believe it. Then I checked the chair that the remote control was in. It is also sticky. Jason, you're a fucking slob! You slob! Damn it! I have to clean it up! I don't like cleaning things! As you can notice. As you can notice, it pissed me off!
End of message.
Dead. Why do I say this? Because it was Ronald who assured me that he had a wealth of material on this subject. It was Ronald who, probably knowing full well that he had no intention of fulfilling his programming obligations, went right ahead and completed the UMN temporary employee psychological profile, filled out our financial disclosure forms, signed the creative rights forfeiture agreement, acquired his universal mental release license, and then, late this afternoon, Mr. Ronald Redball, carefully waiting until I was in the shower and unable to confront him voice to voice, called me up and left a message that he would be unable to, quote, make it, unquote.
I can't take a fucking shower!
Sometimes.
End of message.
Said, I must have those Star Trek type Pedinis. I don't know where you got them. I don't know what the fuck. That's obviously a Star Trek sound effect record. So I want those type of Pedini things. So I need a very, very much so make it so. I need a copy of that. And if you want to be involved in helping me do the sound effects for a Star Trek type of movie type of thing that I'm going to be working on, you will be very, very nice to me, and I will be helping you very much, and you can have your name up and
I like that idea of your system about having the answering machine on when things be happy and having the answering machine off when things not be happy. I like that. That's a groovy idea there. Well, anyways, on about my harangue about Billy. It's so fucking mind-blowing. Like I said, sometimes the theory will come to me that Billy, because, see, we know the guy's intelligent, right? Or at least he's smart. And yet, some of his attitudes and some of his philosophies are so dumb, are so small-minded, like they couldn't come from somebody that is as smart as he is sometimes. So it's really weird. And so sometimes I think that maybe he's just some kind of humanoid or some kind of entity here to act dumb to make us realize how smart we are. I don't know. Sometimes I think he's just totally playing dumb, man, acting like he doesn't know that he's stepping all over our feelings or smashing things, or sometimes I think he's here purposely to be dumb so that we can investigate ourselves by the reactions we have to his actions. You dig what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm just speculating here. Anyways, in regards to tearing down your posters and shit, because that cunt told you that fucking room.
I will beam you.
Fuck that shit, man.
Oh.
I like that idea of your system about having the answers on.
I will beam you. I will beam you.
Is there any way, anything you can do to snap him out of it?
Do it.
I can't.
Shut off that damn noise!
Whoa, wait a minute. Hey there. Hello? What are you doing in the drawer?
End of message. Sunday, 8:41 p.m.
Man, now I just seen the bottom of it again on this episode, and it looks like there is no cave or anything. It was just a shadow.
If you don't, you force me to take command of this vessel. Huh. You are endangering this ship for no reason.
Discard it.
I had to listen to it like 3 times to figure out. The music's so loud. You need a shitty type quality type of thing.
That's the only reason. Lord, going to show me I'm getting nuts to you because no.
Bullshit. Fucking bullshit. I treat you guys like gold.
End of message. Message discarded. Hello.
Die.
Please enter your passcode.
USS Stargazer. For God's sakes, Mary, they built this thing in Bedford Falls.
Let's see what this Galaxy Class mailbox can do. Engage. Digitalk, the final voicemail system. These are the voyages of the 492-8819 voicemail box. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new voicemails, to seek out new owners and new systems, to boldly go where no voicemail has gone before.
As I remember, we were on our way for some much-needed shore leave.
Course plotted and laid in, sir.
4-5. Engage.
You may start your message now.
Delicious. More urine, please.
Mr. Worf, you have drank all the yak urine we can synthesize. Our replicators are breaking down.
Achicha.
Mr. Worf.
But it is a warrior's drink.
I'm going to have my diarrhea beamed directly to your plate.
Excellent. You honor me.
Mr. O'Brien, engage.
Right, 2-second delay.
No, now. Do it now.
Right, now in 2 seconds.
No, engage now, engage.
Right, in 2 seconds, engage.
No, not 2 seconds, engage.
Not 2 seconds, 2 seconds, engage. Right, engaging.
Hachicha. It is a warrior's dish. Captain, I need you in my quarters.
Make it so.
I need you to help me with the ancient ritual of huck to clock, or Klingon butt sex.
Computer. Lubricant. Earl Grey. Warm.
Huck to clock!
What have you done to the captain? You appear to have ruptured the captain completely. I am now commander of the Enterprise.
What about number one?
He will be my number two, if you get my meaning. That was a joke.
All right, what's going on in here?
You are no longer in command, Mr. Riker.
Well, what do you mean? Data, what's wrong with you?
I'm going to have to drop my trousers.
I will hold him.
No, what? Oh, no, please. What? Oh, God, Lord, no, please. Jeez, oh.
I have ejaculated over 1,600 cubic milliliters of my own hydraulic fluid into his mouth, effectively killing him.
You have dishonored him.
You're next, Klingon.
Oh, I mean, good job.
The following users have not played your message.
Digitalk.
These users have played your message.
Digitalk.
Back to the comforts of home.
I'm not Locutus.
I am Locutus.
Saturday, 11:55 a.m.
Well, this code dyke has got a kind of a stupid message. I don't know if you bother calling it, but I called it. Going through time, she's going forward in time, that's pretty stupid. I just did that for the hell of it, man. I didn't really try to spend too much time working hard on it. I just did because I got tired of it. I got my hat on there, stuck in that gold. I should do it better, more for the war.
To discard it, X to exit.
Sorry. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sent today at 12:29 a.m.
You have been listening to episode 33 of Midnight Voice Jail. Kurt. Rats. Midnight Voice Jail was produced by Phineas Narco and the National Syndicom Network. Special thanks to Ronald Redball, Al Newport, and KFJC. Thanks to all voice jailers everywhere. Visit us on the web at www.nationalsyndicom.com. Thanks for listening.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.